This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Doc, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm right here.
It's the real live Doc Antle right there.
That's it.
Doc, how is your new documentary doing? It's TigerKingdom.tv. I think it came out October 1st.
It's going along good. I think people really like it. I think they like to see some of the characters from Tiger King coming out and giving their side of the story, letting people have a lot more insight into what really went on to make that train wreck of a show.
Well, you know, Doc, and I'm not just trying to jump on your tip and like be all of a sudden Doc Antle is the man, but after I watched Tiger King, I remember saying to everybody, the only guy that I really think has his act together is Doc Antle. I think that guy's got it figured out. I think that's what a lot of people said.
I think it worked out for some. I think they had a little bit wild idea in there, you know, that they threw in such a monkey wrench to the idea that, oh, I only allow an all-female teenage crew to take place, and that there are no men that work here, and that somehow the Tigers don't have a good life. You know, they wanted to slide in jabs and create some insane mystery that
but
was
some of their jabs was just cheap heat, like, you know, trying to get heat with the chicks. Like, the most dudes were like, that guy's a pimp, we don't care how many hot 18-year-old chicks that's got fake boobs that are rolling around that joint. As long as he's good to the Tigers, looks like he's got some apes and some elephants around there, that guy's okay in my book. I mean, he's certainly better than the other characters in Tiger King. Look at all those white trash. I mean, you got Carol Baskin, you got Joe. I mean, you know, you look like Prince Charming of all of them.
Well, you know, the proof is in the pudding, too. I mean, you know, Joe's gone. Jeff Lowe has lost his license and is lingering somewhere in Oklahoma. Tim Stark, their partner, he's long gone. He's actually on the run, and they've got arrest warrants for him. He's messing around lost in space out there. And Carol's signs are all gone. Her gates are closed up, and she's hiding out. She doesn't want to hear anybody else tell her again that they know she killed her husband.
Now, you know, we live in Tampa, obviously, you know, Doc, and she, you know, locally, like, it's very polarizing here, and everybody I hang out with all thinks that she's a shady bitch and that she did it, and I mean, like, that she doesn't have, I mean, like, Dancing with the Stars wants to make it like she's something special. We live in the area that we hate her. We think she's a crazy bitch and that she ground up her husband with the meat grinder.
That seems more likely than not by the stories that are always told. And it's been a long time that story's been around. Tiger King brought it to light, but that's an old story.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now. So within the tiger community, like the animal community, everybody probably pretty much knows You know, like they had that one guy, I don't know, he didn't, the guy from Indiana didn't look like he was all buttoned up. And they had, you know, you, and then they had Joe, and then they had, you know, Jeff Lorre, and then they have, obviously, you know, Carol Baskin. So within this little community of just very few people that, you know, do this sort of thing, was it really kind of like the ongoing Iggy that, Carol Baskin killed her zillionaire husband and the Tigers? Do you think the Tigers ate him? Like, what do you think, Doc? You're the closest to this community.
I'm fortunately, I'm kind of on the peripheral, right? Those guys all lived and breathed each other's drama. We, of course, have been around much longer than all of them. You know, this is the 38th year for us. And those guys, most of them, they were just in this for the last few years, or maybe Joe really wasn't dived into it for maybe 15 years or so. But they have their own crazy drama that they all put together and lived out. Thankfully, I was quite a step removed. Only Tiger King brought me in kicking and screaming by filming some other television shows and co-opting the footage into there and trying to create that drama.
Now, you know, did Tiger King kind of do you dirty too, Doc? Because Carol says, you know, obviously Carol probably wasn't up to speed on their angle. They probably weren't honest with her and say, hey, Carol, we're going to make Joe look like a real bad guy and make you look like the coolest chick ever. Like, they may have dirty. Did they try to do that with you too?
With me, they said, hey, we know your passion. It's doing these wildlife conservation programs overseas. And they came to document my programs that I'm working on in Africa and the programs I have happening in Sumatra. They came to document those, the life that we lead here that gives us the opportunity to pay for that international wildlife conservation work. And that never became part of the show. They just asked 1,000 questions, slid in about 17 about Joe or Carol, and filmed when the camera was supposed to be off, you know, kind of snuck around trying to create another thing years before there really was a Murder for Hire and Joe and Carol's battle was unknown to the world. I was still filming just a show about saving wildlife. Well, it didn't quite turn out that way.
Well, I mean, had Joe just left her alone and not provoked her, do you think Joe would be in a different situation if he just says, listen, I'm with that crazy bitch in Tampa, have her own little real estate, do her thing. I'm not going to, you know, use Facebook and other means of Joe's white trash delivery mechanism to get under her skin. Do you think that they could have just left each other alone and it wouldn't have been this way?
He could have certainly not gone so far. I mean, for every action that Joe took, she took an action herself. I mean, they were participating in each other's drama with endless press releases and stories and videos and on-camera interviews for their own tiny little Facebook universe. And that ran back and forth. And I think from there, the drama just grew.
I got to tell you, though, Doc, she is a shakedown artist. And, you know, like, she gets on all the local radio stations and have them run these public service announcements about, you know, buying your stuff through Amazon Smile program. And, I mean, she's pretty well organized. And it seems like Joe kind of did some white trash justice by coming in here. But she did it all through lawyers and social media. I mean, I got to tell you, the old crotchety bitch is pretty smart when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, and she rode the wave of early social media. You know, she ruled on, you know, just your standard web pages and putting out information. So she created a giant false narrative of the tiger problem in America. This idea that there were thousands and thousands of tigers lost in America and that she was going to somehow, along with her compadres, save them all, when in fact it was all a misconception. America doesn't have a tiger problem. America has a problem with people pretending there's a tiger problem, laying it down and trying to raise money off of you. But a missing tiger, 10,000 tigers running amok in America, like they put at the end of Tiger King. I mean, that is just pure fantasy. Of course, there's not 200 tigers hiding in Rhode Island.
Of course. Doc, you make too much sense. Why didn't they put this in Tiger King? This makes too much sense.
They want the drama. They don't want the truth.
Now, and I got to tell you, I saw footage of What's her place called around here?
Big Cat Rescue.
It looks like a dump to me, Doc. Like, I mean, even Joe's methed out place looked a little nicer than Carol's. Carol's is all overrun. Looks like Florida white trash.
It looks like, you know, she put something up real fast and a few decades went by and never improved it. It just looks so worn out. I have not been there, thankfully, but I've looked at a lot of images over the years, and that facility looks like it is so poorly constructed with such tiny lockdowns and no way to properly care for, manage, and work the animals in a process like what we do, where every day every animal is connected with, hands-on, moved through a space, and allowed to have a real broad spectrum of high-end animal care.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. By the way, you can watch episode one now, TigerKingdom.tv. It's kind of the level-headed guy that's doing it the right way in this tiger world, and Doc Antle. And if you watch Tiger King, I think most people came away with the same thing that I did. And that said, so this guy here is the one that's making a business of it and doing it legitimately. And then they kind of dirtied you up and said that, you know, if once the animals get too big, you chop them up. And then you got some hot chicks that like to have threesomes. And one, I know you don't chop up tigers. And what's wrong with hot chicks and threesomes?
You know, they just had to try and create something salacious because that's what they were selling, you know. And, you know, in Tiger Kingdom, you also get a little bit more Joe. You know, he's talking to us from his incarceration. His husband, Dylan's been around just trying to tell us what's happening on the inside there. So we got a little bit more of that. Mark McCarthy, who is the gentleman that was seriously wronged in the show, he pops up and talks about how they filmed with him, the stories they told him, and you know, they depicted him as just a lost soul with a snow leopard pet, when really he runs a beautiful preserve and is a wildlife rehabilitator around the world for caring for all kinds of wildlife.
Who was the guy from Indiana, Doc?
That's Tim Stark, who is on the run.
I know guys from Indiana, and he looked like a real hurrying Hoosier, does he not? Like, he looks like he wants to get out of town.
He's that guy, you know, and he's he's lost his license. All of his animals have been repossessed. He's gone, just like Jeff Lowe.
Now, Jeff Lowe looked like the biggest scumbag of all, like even more than Joe. I felt sorry for Joe compared to this Jeff guy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Joe seemed like a lost soul. Jeff seemed like a professional con man that was really pretty good at it and was able to just drain Jeff and the family way down.
Yeah, I think Joe was just looking for some meth and some young boys, and the other guy was a professional shakedown. Have you talked to Joe in jail at all, Doc?
Yeah, he's called us a number of times and tells us, you know, what's happening and how it's going along and stuff. He's definitely having a hard time, just like anybody would. I mean, being incarcerated has got to be one of the hardest things that could happen to you.
Now, I'm sorry, Seth, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, how does he feel about Tiger King blowing up while he's in jail?
You know, he wishes he could see it, that one thing. You know, he has not seen it. He's seen some of the memes. He's seen some of the stuff. A guard has, you know, slipped him a, some pictures on a phone here and there, but he has not seen the show, so he doesn't even realize
how much of a star he really, like, he didn't even realize how everything he always wanted in life, to be popular, to be the governor, it's kind of like he's in jail. They can't enjoy it.
Yeah, he's more famous than he ever could have imagined. I mean, who's more famous than Joe Exotic is a very small thing.
Well, Doc, I know that your handlers are telling you got to go, but I'd love to have you on from time to time. And I really have always, I thought that, you know, you're the one that looked the best in this whole Tiger King nonsense. And I'm excited to watch your Tiger Kingdom TV. And, you know, you're probably one of the really good guys in this business. And I'd love to have you on from time to time and talk about your stuff.
We can try it again. Episode 2 is coming out in a couple of days. You know, this is a Couch King production. Lots of the players from Tiger King are in there. Tiger Kingdom is a totally separate entity, you know, from a separate company. Don't want to get that confused. And it certainly isn't my company. I am just one of the players trying to tell the story and get it straight that Tiger Kingdom really didn't tell you the story that was true. They salacized it and created this pandemonium. Get those viewers. So tune in to us. You'll see a whole lot more of a fabulous the world of big cats.
Is the hot chicks on there too, Doc?
They're sizzling through. You betcha.
If there's monkeys and there's hot chicks, I'm there, buddy.
Come on.
Doc, we'll be in touch. I love to promote other episodes as well if we can have you, bud.
You betcha. We'll get back on.
Thank you, Doc Antle. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Doc's new documentary is TigerKingdom.tv. Episode 1 now got released October 1st. And the newest episode, episode 2, I think, is in a couple days. Go to TigerKingdom.tv to watch that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you didn't know it before, well then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Yesterday was an extended show. You know, we did the show, and then we had Opie on.
Yeah, it was extended. We went to like 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I've been on.
It was one, but yeah.
God. Yeah, we went to one. So, Seth, I was on the air till one.
I'm sorry.
And you guys know that it's different sitting over here than it is over there. Like, it's just, you're just really on edge. Mm-hmm. You know, you're walking this high wire for 6-7 hours. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't, and I don't expect a guy that's digging a ditch right now or doing real manual.
It's mentally taxing. It's hard to explain, but it's mentally taxing. Like, if you think we're a bunch of pussies, that's fine, but it is mentally taxing.
Exactly.
I don't know
what I wanted to say.
We're listening. You're juggling a lot of stuff over here. I'm locked in on everything you're saying for 4 hours. I mean, it's like there's a lot of stuff that goes on. My brain hurts when I leave here.
Oh yeah, and I love the Nashes, and I love them to death, but I've been on the air till 1, and as soon as I get out, as soon as I walk out, Blitz, make a ride out of the studio, they're both there.
It's like a press conference.
And they're like, hey, we got to go upstairs. So we got this one outlet here, okay? So what the bottom line is, these wires go to that one room, and I think we can right down over there, and Blitz is going to tell us how to do that. And Blitz is going to let us know if we can do that. And then we're going to bring that over there. And then what we're going to do is we're going to do that over there. And so I'm like, man, fellas, I am just real. Okay,
they were excited.
When they got here, they said that there was you wanted them to hang lights and do a bunch of light fixture stuff.
Well, I didn't buy those lights. I forgot. That's just one of 7 zillion things
I
got to do.
I know. But they were looking for them, and I said, I don't even know if we have them.
They're like a couple bushwhackers running around. They're like the nasty boys. They're like the Brian Knobs.
They really are. And that's a compliment.
I love them to death.
Oh, yeah.
But as soon as you get off the air, like literally, I just got, and they're like,
they were probably proud of what they did. I think they wanted them.
They were trying to find out where all the stuff was at that they needed to work on.
They were waiting for you to get done, Bubba.
I love them to death. So then as soon as I got done with them, I had Tyler here, and he was like, Bubba, Dad, we have to go mow. We have to mow the back because then I got to get out of here and go pick up my girlfriend. And I'm like, oh. So I got up, I went out back and got the mower. And mowed, showed him how to mow.
Oh, you got to mow because Colton's gone now?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I started mowing and weed whacking out here. And it gets to be like 3 o'clock. My back's hurting. I'm sweating. Tyler's got to go to go pick up his girl. And then the mower breaks, the cord, the string, the rip cord, before we could mow the front. So I got to get a new rip cord for it. And it was just like, oh, I was just over.
How about the wasps?
Then we had these wasps out back.
Where at?
What do you mean, where at? You go out more than any human being I know out there, and you're the most.
What do you think a wasp nest could like? Are you surprised it's stuck by you, Lovey?
You should see. Now this isn't a wasp nest.
This is it's impressive.
There's 3 of them out there that we have to take care of. So I had this bright idea, and the Nashes are there, and Blitz is there, and Tyler's there, and I got some brake cleaner. And so Blitz says, no, don't blast him with brake cleaner. I got this professional Hornet Willy stuff that I'll bring tomorrow. And that's a better deal because that kind of paralyzes them immediately. The brake cleaner is only going to piss them off. It's going to kill a lot of them, but it's going to piss off a lot of them, and they're going to be mad as hell.
Right.
Of course, shut up, Blitz. Brake cleaner. If it can clean brakes, it'll absolutely destroy wasps.
I like that Blitz has
got stung.
I like Blitz has industrial hornet stuff, like probably the stuff the real exterminators use.
Blitz, you don't understand, Blitz goes online and buys like phosphate so that he can add it to his detergent so it cleans
it's
better.
Tri-sodium phosphate, please.
See, like you and I, Seth, we just go and buy some Tide or whatever we'll wash our clothes in, right? Purell or art, like whatever the cheapest liquid stuff is.
Yeah. What stuff with the Snuggle Bear?
Yeah, and you know what? It cleans our clothes. They smell good. They're all right. Not Blitz. Blitz is like, all that detergent's cheap. It's junk. They take the real stuff out of it. The federal government's regulated that you can't have the real stuff that cleans. So what I do is I buy the stuff that cleans by itself, and then I mix it into my lawn. Blitz. That's Blitz for you.
I feel like Blitz probably has a couple of scorpions from South America just on hand in case he needs to.
No,
like,
I don't like that kind of stuff.
He needs their poison.
Blitz is a dick. Hello. Can you hear me?
But I will tell you right now, Blitz has... in his first aid kit that he carries around no matter where he goes.
Okay.
Blitz would be going to a water park and he'd be carrying his first aid kit.
Nothing wrong with that.
He's got like sutures, scalpels, nitrous glycerin tablets. Like, I mean.
I got needles and a few injectables.
Is there a joint in there?
He's got Narcan.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, seriously. So anyway, Blitz says...
Well, let's go to a water park together, Blitz. I feel very safe.
Okay. Says he needs a shot of Narcan.
Yeah, really? He's
going to fake an opioid deal just to get a Narcan Willy.
I don't want Blitz to put that thing in the locker at Adventure Island. I want to walk around with that all day.
What's wrong? Oh, Seth's faking an opioid deal so he can get a shot of Narco. Oh, he is? Yeah.
We also get to the front of the line on the Durstuka.
Hey, guys. This is a guy on Narco. He has to get right to the front of the line. So Blitz says, don't shoot those wasps. Now this wasp, there's 3 of them, and the one that I'm shooting is huge.
3 nests or 3 wasps?
No, there's 3 nests. Okay. It's all pretty big. Lummy, the third one is behind the wood the shed.
Oh, okay.
Back there.
The other one, they're under the stairs in the back.
I gotcha.
So Lummy, behind the shed there, we need to get that fence out of there.
The green one?
And that old truck bed liner and get all that out of there.
Don't they tell you to hit those around sundown because that's when they're all back at their nest?
I don't know. It was about 2:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, that's not
good. And I got this brake cleaner. And I go, Blitz, I'm going to blast him with this brake cleaner. He's like, I wouldn't do that. So, of course, I walk up to him and I blast it with the, you know, I'm wanting to kill these wasps. All of us had to run. That's the fastest I've ran. That's the fastest.
And dude, the nest exploded with wasps as they came out.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
Like the nest ejaculated wasps. It did. It's like.
It really did.
Did any of them hit the deck or anything? Or
no.
They all...
no, but they came running for human beings.
No, none of them died.
None of them died.
I don't know how many died. A couple of them did, but they were mad as F.
Did you take the nest down?
No, they were mad.
I came back last night and sprayed it with my industrial strength.
There you go.
And I'm going back out there after I get back from the knee doctor, and I'm going to spray it again, too.
I had two cans of Raid wasp spray yesterday, and I went out because there was two wasps, and I double sprayed them. Like I was double barreled. And guess what? They still came right at me, and then I froze up, and then I'm like trying to spray one individual wasp.
I
should have done that. Yeah, I should have run. The wasp spray is just coming back in my face at that point.
You pepper sprayed yourself with wasp
deal. I know. I was like, I should have just sprayed and ran, and then I'm like trying to take down each individual
Seth
wasp.
Seth does exactly what you're not supposed to. He sprays and freezes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're not supposed to do.
They don't tell you on the bottle that they're going to come at
spray
you.
Spray and run.
It doesn't say, hey, the wasps are going to come right at you when you start spraying them.
Do they say on the bottle, get ready to run?
They should.
Some of the bitches are mad
wasp,
as hell.
Wasps do not care. They will try to kill you when you're killing them.
Hello, who's this?
Bubba.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to use starting fluid.
Is that better than brake clean?
Instant death. It's like putting them in the microwave.
Mm.
Perfect.
Done.
Let's get some of that on the Amazon wish list.
We already have it here.
Oh, good.
We already have starter fluid. But I'm just going to use Blitz's industrial wasp, Willie.
Yeah, it's not back.
Because Blitz said he blasted him, and they didn't. They just kind of go. Like
they all just started falling to the ground.
Man, when you put, for all you fellas out there, don't use brake cleaner because it doesn't kill them instantly, and it makes them mad, and they start dive bombing you. I ran almost clear to the street with my bum ass knee. I look like Fred Sanford running. I'm like, ah.
That should have been on video.
No,
it is fun taking down a nest though. Like when you take one out.
Yep.
And they're not expecting it.
Blitz, how many wasps do they all live in those little honeycombs? Like it's all like a little apartment?
Yep.
And they just wedge your body in there and they're just in there like just stuck up and down? Like what?
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
That sucks. They can't, like, it looks like they can't spread out inside their honeycomb deal. Like they're just like in there with their wings jammed up. That would suck, would it not?
Yeah, they need to get a mansion.
So and I think Blitz, those wasps are the ones that really, really, the pygmy, Nash's were calling them the pygmy wasps. I'm like, I don't know what kind of wasps they are.
That's where I got stung and I got the skin condition. I forgot what it endometriosis or something. I don't know.
No.
Endometriosis like is a woman cellulitis? Whose ovaries are
oh, no, I didn't get that. I got something
fallopian
else.
Fallopian tube is closed.
I got a bad infection from a wasp sting, so now I hate
was
them.
It cellulitis?
Did you say you had endometriosis?
Yes, but Blitz is right. I had cellulitis.
I think that's the narrowing of the fallopian tube.
Well, he had to get his fallopian tubes taken
My fallopes are good now, but Blitz was right. I had cellulitis, damn wasp.
What, you got bit by a wasp and then like the cellulitis kind of starts getting infected from within, doesn't it? Looks like cottage cheese kind of.
I didn't know what to do when I got stung by a wasp. It was kind of like I just followed Phoebe's instructions and she clearly didn't know what she was doing. So
hey, let me tell you something. Don't mess with wasps unless you got the right spray. Hello?
Good morning.
Blitz, what I was going to do is take the weed whacker, Blitz, and just hit the hive with the weed whacker.
Oh, I've done that before too.
That'd be good.
But that,
I've done that.
That won't be good with a Blitz.
That'd be great.
Don't do that.
I do that with the small one.
Hurricane of wasps.
You did it with your electric Ryobi?
Yep.
It could, by the way, it bogged down when it hit the honeycomb.
Dude, it's fun. I knocked that sucker down.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, Jersey Rich. The show is my sunshine, guys. WD-40 is another good one. My Terminex guy told me same active ingredient in the wasp sprays in WD-40.
Oh, I love WD-40, by the way. I buy it by the gallons.
Stuff's amazing. Have a great day, guys.
Thank
Thanks.
You, Jersey Jimmy, whatever the hell your name is. Appreciate it. Thank you, Jersey Jimmy. Hey, Blitz, be looking for my buddy Doug Brown, the trucker, FTE Doug Brown, sent me a case of the Lucas Slick Mist Wax.
Awesome.
That I love. One, I use on Tyler's race cars, and two, I like to use it on my cars and my trucks especially on love bug season, if you coat your front end with it,
yep,
then you won't get love bug Willie.
Really?
Seth, do you worry about the love bugs? You know, they'll ruin your car. Love bugs will ruin your car.
Not until 2 seconds ago, and then I realized I love my Fusion, and I don't want any bugs to...
Well, when I get my Lucas Slick Mist, I will do your front end.
Really?
And just, yeah, I'll just mist it up, because I think we're still in love bug season, are we not?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, I saw a couple of banging the other day. I thought they were a wasp. You know, you don't know if it's two love bugs or a wasp right now, so I'm very jumpy.
Now, do love bugs...
They're banging and they're in the air.
They bang in the air, don't they? They connect each other. They connect their torsos and then fly around as a couple, don't they?
Yeah, I believe so.
And then I think they die. I think they die after they have sex. They die.
The male dies, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the female lives on.
Isn't there a lot of things in nature that happens?
Or yeah.
I think the praying mantis woman, after she has sex,
like bites his head off.
She cuts the guy's head off.
Guess what? They're gonna find out that guys die slowly inside after a childbirth. So you know, we'll learn a lot of things here.
Whether you're a praying mantis or you're a human being, it all equals death.
Yeah, it's dying. Whether it's quick, you know, decapitation or you know, slowly.
I think some men would probably take a quick. Capitation than having to deal with the bags they have to deal with for the rest of their life.
At this point, I mean, I'm sure it's not off the table for a lot of guys.
Yeah, listen, sir, you're getting ready to have sex, okay? It's going to be amazing sex. You're going to make a little baby insect or whatever you're making. You're going to reproduce with this woman, and after you orgasm and you've completed the act, you're going to get your head cut off immediately. It's going to be swift.
We're going to save you a lifetime of pain.
Yeah. And maybe you'll come back another something that you can be in charge. But at this point, we're cutting your head off. Oh, wow. It sure cut down on the sex deal, would it not?
Wait, where's the line for that? That'll be longer than the COVID test line at Raymond James Stadium.
I just want to get an orgasm, and upon ejaculation, I want my head cut off.
Yes. I just don't want to deal with anything for the rest of my life.
Boy, I hope they would at least let me get my orgasm before they cut my
head
off.
Of course, of course. They need
the material.
They're cutting a fair deal.
They have to fertilize the egg, so.
Right, so upon after the egg is, if said egg gets fertilized, then the head comes off.
Well, yeah, she needs to feed the growing babies inside of her. She needs some nutrients.
Is that what she uses the heads for?
Absolutely. Well, she eats it.
Hold on. Then the person you're having sex with, what's going to eat your head?
And well, possibly the rest of your body.
My head's so big, the entire family could, you know, she could bring it in to, you know, as a potluck deal. I love this story. Russell Westbrook from the Houston Rockets. This is, you know what, all too often athletes get, you know, like, this guy did this and he was a dick and he stiffed this person and he's just cheapo and he's a real... This is a kind of a breath of fresh air. He was, you know, obviously the NBA is just wrapped up, or they're in the middle of, well, I think Houston just got eliminated, a week ago or something?
Oh, they've
been
gone for a while. The NBA has been stretching out their playoffs for a long time.
Yeah, it seems like it's been going on for months.
And anyway, they were in the bubble, the NBA bubble, which was based out of Orlando, and different hotels hosted, you know, several different teams, and it was... I think by bubble success, the NBA did pretty well, did they not?
Absolutely.
They did pretty well. I think, you know, obviously NHL probably had the best bubble protocol quickly behind the NBA.
Yeah, and now MLB's bubbled up, and NFL's going to have to figure something out.
Now, is Major League Baseball bubbled up right now so there's no more games at the Rays?
Yeah, they're in San Diego.
Well, that's why they're not going to win.
All tied up right now, 1-1.
I know it's tied up, but I'm just saying, like, we need Ray J is definitely an advantage for us because we're used to playing in front of empty people.
Yeah, but
and the other team gets freaked out by it.
No, the Yankees are used to it too. The Yankees have, you know, the Yankees have had plenty of games at the Trop, not playing in front of many people other than their fans. So
true. No, actually, the Yankees expects a full house of the Trop of Yankees fans.
Yeah.
Right.
I like the neutral site deal.
So anyway, it's 1-1 with Rays and the Yankees. It's a 5-game series. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a 5-game series.
Winner of this takes on the Astros A's winner, correct?
Yeah.
What's that series at?
I think the Astros advanced, didn't they?
It's a 2-0 right now.
2-0. They suck. They
should be eliminated from postseason play. They got lucky.
They were under 500 this year. It's like their season, they weren't even 500. I don't even know how would a team like that go to the World Series.
They're firing up the trash barrels, they're doing for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they let, 16 teams in the playoffs this year. Most of them weren't even 500.
I mean, Miami made the playoffs, and I think they're one game over 500.
Yeah.
But, I mean, don't you think Houston pretty much got off scot-free for – I mean, it's probably one of the biggest cheating allegations in the history of sports.
I think what happened with COVID this year kind of knocked it to the back page.
I think Astros started COVID.
If COVID wasn't a thing and we had a full-on baseball season, we'd be talking about how the Astros were getting plunked every night for what they did. But now we had a 60-game season, 2 months, playoffs started just like that. There's really no time for those shenanigans.
Yeah, guy can't plunk an Astro when he's worried about his mask falling off, right? Can't get quite the accuracy on his beanball when he's worried about this, regurged hot breath Willie.
Luckily,
right?
Those guys don't have to wear a mask when they're playing.
Some of them do, though.
Do they?
I do see some of the infielders, like a second baseman I saw wear one.
Hey, listen, you got something you can breathe through, go for it, but that's rare.
Anyway, this is a story of the Houston Rockets, Russell Westbrook. When he left the hotel after his team had been eliminated, he left an $8,000 tip for the wait staff that, did stuff for him and things
for
like
housekeeping.
That.
Housekeeping.
Yeah, isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah.
How did he come up with the number 8,000?
I don't know. I don't even know.
It's probably just all the cash he had left from being in the bubble.
Right.
He probably just had all the cash from the bookie finally paid him the cash.
Do you tip the housekeepers like when you leave after a stay?
Never.
Oh, really?
Well,
I do.
It matters if I'm going to stay there.
Again?
Very long. Like if it's a 3 or 4 day deal and the first day you give them like $10. That way, they think they may get 10 on the backside, but you just, you give them 10 on the day up, and then you can get 3 days of real good extra towels and service and stuff like that.
Okay.
I try to not leave my room.
Well, nowadays, they don't even, because of COVID, they don't change sheets, they don't give you towels. Like, you have to bring, for the most part, you have to bring your towels to the front desk, and they'll exchange them there.
Yeah.
So they don't do that anymore.
So if you're with a girl that squirts, you have to get extra towels.
Right.
Did that just blurt out just now? Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But
open a window
for a squiz. Most
hotels you can't.
Yeah, now you can't even open up windows.
Well, not at the La Quinta, but you maybe
extended stay.
Maybe take yourself to the Swan and spend a nice weekend there.
That's baller stats. I can't afford that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking for $69 to $109 range.
Right.
I'm not in the pimp range that I used to be back in the day.
The Econo Lodge Willie.
Yeah. When I used to go to the Bahamas on my private plane, and it would be, $1,800 a night, and you would, whatever.
By the way, any chance Russell Westbrook banged the housekeeping staff, that's why he wanted to leave that?
Tell me how hot that would be. You're an NBA player, and you're all.
Well, they were bringing whores in there anyway.
Yeah.
Not at first.
But
the bubble?
The whores were allowed throughout.
Did that break the bubble?
It did break the bubble, but whatever.
They made it work still. The NHL didn't allow anybody.
They had a bunch of strippers that were now applying for housekeeping jobs during the NBA deal. And they weren't really that good at putting sheets in the but boy, they got bent over a lot.
Boy, that's a great...
That's a hustle, ain't it?
That'd be the greatest hustle ever is an undercover stripper that makes a ton of money in the NBA bubble. You might have a movie on your hands.
Oh, my God. So listen to this. So, Seth, here's the deal. The NBA announces they're going to be bubble up Willie. You got some stripper over in Orlando, really hot, but she's, COVID-19 has really put a damper on the stripping business, and she's super hot. And her friend, her roommate, her Anna Hummel, this is like a Reagan and Anna deal.
You think there's a brains of the operation here?
Well, yeah. They have an Anna Hummel, the stripper's got kind of an Anna Hummel smart, nerdy girl, and she works at housekeeping at the Swan in Orlando.
Just trying to make it.
Yeah. Driving just whatever. She's just making it.
Doing some character stuff on the side of Disney.
Yeah, she's doing that. She's doing some character deal. It's got one, open mic night at Hustle and Harry's in Altamont Spring on Tuesdays. She's doing that. So she tells her roommate. Her roommate comes back and starts crying one night. Oh, my God. The Gold Club got shut down. Do they have the penthouse? They have the dollhouse.
In Orlando, they have
the dollhouse.
The booby trap.
Well, they also have the dollhouse. So that sounds real classy. because our stripper's super hot and super classy. She drives a Mercedes. Like, she, you know, she's used to making $1,000 a night at the dollhouse. Because there's some girls that do that. There's girls that make $1,000 a night over there. So Anna says, mm-hmm. "Well, you know what? I'm a cleaner at the Swan, and the NBA guys came in last week, and they seem like they have a lot of money, and they're real horny. They've been hitting on me, offering me various things, and I can get, ask my boss to hire you. They're looking for people to clean." And then all she does, she doesn't clean. She just goes from one player to another.
Yeah.
She's on Anna's crew. Anna does the cleaning, or the Anna-like girl does the cleaning. The other girl does the laying. And then she, you know, gives 10 points over to Anna. Anna's happy on the deal. And she, I mean, think about how much.
Very close to reality.
I mean, think about how much she could get. Those NBA, I've hung with NBA players, and like $5,000-$6,000 piece of ass is not.
You hung with 80s NBA players, not these NBA players.
I'm just saying $1,000 to an NBA player isn't nothing.
Right.
That's nothing.
Exactly.
You get a G-ball, you do 6 or 7 a day, right?
What, dances or what? Are we prostituting here?
We're prostituting.
No one cares about a dance. In a make-believe scenario.
No, I know. I just wanted to know. I think we can get more than a G.
No, you don't
yeah.
want.
Yeah. Bitches, they coming to you COVID-free right there. Got the whole
quick G-ball, 30 minutes G-ball. Boom, let's get done. Let's get out of here. 30 minutes G-ball.
I mean, that's
not a $2,500 for a Gone with the Wind lovemaking deal. We're looking for a 30-minute G-ball.
I'm looking for a Gone with the Wind. I think that's
looking for a modern day Santa Barbara Gone with the Wind, Ryan Hope, all my children.
I'm like, don't leave me. I think that you came up with a brilliant idea. I don't think that we could really ever use it again, but maybe if the NFL bubbles up or something, you could send some strippers in there and make a percentage.
Or the Super Bowl sluts.
Oh, that's right. Super Bowl sluts.
I mean, where's the Super Bowl this year?
Right here.
Tampa, Florida?
You going to buy up a whole block of hotel rooms again?
That's not a good topic.
I'm sorry.
What happened?
Bubba had a get-rich-quick scheme.
Oh, no.
Would have been good if there was better teams.
Yeah.
I can't blame the teams.
Yeah, you can. It was Pittsburgh and Arizona.
It's Super Bowl's the Super Bowl.
I don't know what happened.
Did you lose like $100K?
Yeah.
Oh man, I would have stayed in a few of those rooms.
But you could have stayed in like a new room every 7 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. I would have just gone from hotel to hotel.
300 rooms.
Every hour, just go to from room.
300 rooms.
And how many were occupied?
Two or three.
maybe 50.
Oh.
Because everybody thought it was a scam. Nobody thought it was real.
He even went and bought like a bunch of domains, so he had like TampaSuperBowlHotels.com.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your lazy boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment, but Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.